What I like about this particular arrangement is that it sounds good with or without the tracks. After the horn intro gets us in, we come in with this. So let's learn just that much. Right hand we have the E above middle C with our third, and with this the left hand is playing B and G. Left hand, this is the B two below middle C with the fifth, and the G above that, which is the G right below middle C with the first. This plays with the right hand's E, the sustain pedal goes down, and then right hand play the D right under your second finger. From here, right hand, we will play middle C with the first, and left hand, we will play C and E. That is the C below middle C with your fifth, and the E above it with your third. Play this with the right hand's middle C, the sustain pedal goes up and back down again. Then left hand play the G below middle C with your first. Then right hand play the D above the C you just played with your second, E above that with the third, F above that with the fourth. From here we go to D and G. And this is the D right above middle C with the second, and the G right above that with the fifth. Those two fingers should be right over those notes. With this, the left hand will play the B right below the C it just played. And I want to use the fifth finger for that. So this all hits together, the pedal goes up and down. Then left hand play the G under your first finger, which should be the G below middle C, and then the F below that with your second, while the right hand moves up to play the A above middle C with its third. These play together, the pedal comes up. Then left hand keep that F down while the right hand plays the B above the A it just played. And that's the first two measures, including the pickup notes at the very beginning. Now let's see what happens after this. Now we are ready to learn the third and fourth measures of the first verse, and here is what they sound like. Right hand, we are playing the G above middle C with our second, and the C above that with our fifth. Those two fingers should be right over those two notes. Left hand, you were playing the E below middle C with your third. This all hits together. We still have no pedal down, so pedals stay up. After this, right hand, you will play the B right under your fourth finger, while the left hand will play the G right under its first finger. Then left hand, I need you to cross over that G you just played with your third finger to play the A above that. With this, right hand, we will play F and A. And this is the F right above middle C and the A above that, using our first and third fingers, which should be right over those two notes. So right hand F and A, left hand A. And then left hand, I want you to play the B above the A you just played with your second, while the right hand continues to hold down the F and A. From here, right hand, I want you to play E and G. This is the E above middle C, which we will get with our first finger, so we have to slide it over. We will get the G above that with our second, which should be right over that note. With this, the left hand will play middle C with its first. All of this hits together, and then the sustain pedal goes back down. After this, left hand, I want you to reach down to play the C below the C you just played, which should be the C below middle C, with your fifth finger. Then you will play the F above that with your second, while the right hand plays the A above middle C with its third. At this point, the pedal comes back up. Left hand continue to hold down that F while the right hand plays the B above the A it just played using its fourth finger. And that's the third and fourth measures of the first verse. Now let's see what happens after this.